So yeah, there's a lot of different people in this country with a lot of different ideas. Some of those ideas we need to fight back against when they're wrong-headed or they're hurting people, but some are just different, you know? And the amazing thing about having my kids, my daughters, is that I'm starting to see the world through their eyes, which are different than my eyes because they're different people, but also because they're living a different experience as mixed race slash black kids. Thank you, white people, for that. They have this two identity thing, so I don't have all the answers for them about how to be, and my wife, who's white, doesn't have all the answers, so we have to learn through their eyes, you know? And it's sort of interesting because Sammy is darker than Juno, and I didn't realize how that was affecting them. Until one day I was talking to my two daughters, I was like, hey, you know, we're all black people. And I just said it, you know, because that's how we talk in my house. We're all black people. Their mom wasn't in the room at the time. I was like, hold on a second. We're all black people. And my daughter, Sammy, at that moment, looks at me and goes, and points at her sister. She was like, don't hurt her feelings. She's gonna find out she's white someday. And that's when I realized we've totally flipped the whole white supremacy thing in my house. In my house, black is good and white's the bad thing to be. She was like, don't hurt her feelings. She's gonna have to find out she's white. And as much as I knew that that was not correct, I was also too busy laughing. And looking for a pen to write it down, you know. And so in that space when I was laughing and looking for a pen, suddenly Sammy brightened up and suddenly goes, wait a minute, I just realized something. In our house, we have two blacks and two whites. It's like, are you thinking about a potential race riot? What are you doing? Yes, Donald Trump might bring around the actual race riot, but it's not gonna affect our house. Like, think we're gonna split up into teams in our house? All right, that's it. Blacks on that side, whites on this side. Let's do this. Like, we would also, and I gotta be honest, if we did have to have that kind of fight in the house, I love Sammy, she's tough, but I want the three-year-old, my daughter Juno. If you're in a fight, you want a three-year-old with you because they don't play fair, and Juno, because three-year-olds have that thing where they're like, they have all their physical capabilities, but their brain hasn't caught up with their bodies, so they can't get the words out. They're kind of like teeny tiny Hulks, you know what I mean? Just, So that's who I want on my side if we're breaking into fight teams in the house, I gotta be honest. Like, it's Juno's just, like, she's adorable and she's sweet, but sometimes she just gets mad. Like, she actually, like, takes swings at people. Like, you know what I mean? Just like she regularly will take a swing at me. And again, I'd like to parent in that moment, but it's also kind of adorable and hilarious. Because one time she took a swing at me, I go, okay, wait a minute, Juno. What's your best case scenario for this? What's your best case? Let's say you hit me in my thigh, somehow that hits a pressure point and you knock me the fuck out. I'm just out. Then what happens? You eat all the bananas you can reach, then what happens? She looked me right in the eye and said, I figure out. Yeah, it's tough. And so now the thing is, we've had to teach her that she's got to be careful. Because we actually got our first note home from her school. Because she, apparently, there was a disturbance over a toy, and her and a little boy fought over the toy, and the note said she hit the boy, and she actually scratched him with her fingernails. And it's moments like that you find out a lot about yourself and who you are as a parent. Because in that moment, I turned to Juno and I said, Juno, we got to cut your fingernails, because... Don't do the crime and the time, Juno. I think that's how that expression goes. Yeah, I wasn't really mad at her for hitting a kid. I learned from my mom. You don't take the state side against your child, you know what I mean? So now we have a rule that Juno is not allowed to hit anybody but me. Because the point being, I don't want her walking around hitting people, but also as a future lady, I want her to know how to throw a punch. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want the first time she needs to throw a punch to be the first time she's thrown a punch. At some point, she's gonna be like, I know I'm not supposed to hit people, but wagga! And the great thing is because she's hitting me, she's like really getting her core strength up because I'm huge. I'm like 180, 182 pounds, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so she's really working her core. You know what I mean? On like some What's Love Got to Do with Angela Bassett era. You know what I mean? So, and I think that's great, because one time she'll have to hit a dude. What did you say? Wah-ha! Like, flawless victory. Finish him.
So, but I realized that Juno, being lighter, the world does not always see us as being connected, because she looks white to white people, not to black people. Black people are like, I see that hair and that nose. That's one of us right there. It's got a little extra kink to it. But I realized that when we walk around the world together, and it's just the two of us, the world doesn't always see us as being connected, you know? And so the thing with Juno is that, like I said, she's like a little, like, and she's, but she also likes to run. And so sometimes she'll be like, Dad, can I run? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, like LeBron on the fast break. And I let her run, especially when we go to airports, because I wanted to like get the wiggles out before we get on the flight. And so she'll take off running, and she'll just be like run full on. She doesn't get out of people's way. They have to get out of her way, and I love it. Because again, as a young woman, she should make the world bend to her instead of bending to the world, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, just keep running. They'll figure it out. But the funny thing is, in airports, she'll get like 20, 30 feet away from me, and people will be like, who's this little white baby running? And they'll look up for the kid's parent, but they'll see me, and they don't see me as a parent. They're like, black man, move, I'm looking for her parents. You can't be the parent, you're a different shade. That's how parenting works all the time. Move, black man. And because I'm a comedian, I'm like, oh my God, yes. Let me help you find this child's parents. Is this an Amber Alert? Is that how this works? I don't know what an Amber Alert is. Do we text Amber? I don't know what to do. Some people don't like that joke because they feel like, that's cruel to do to your daughter. Look, she doesn't get that far away. And believe me, nobody ever gets that involved. They're at the airport. They're like, I don't know, maybe she's late for a baby flight. I don't know shit. I think babies fly for free in the overhead on Spirit Airlines. I don't know how it works. So one time we're in the airport, and she takes off running. She's like 20, 30 feet ahead of me. And she turns a corner, so I got to catch up to see where she is. And I turn the corner, and she's found this toy store in the airport. And this toy store has these huge inflatable Mickey Mouses. Like, they're just huge. And she sees them, and she grabs like five of them. And she sits them on the ground in like a semicircle. Then she sits across from them, like, airport tea party! Which I didn't know was a thing. Airport tea party. But she does that, and this woman who works at the toy store goes, no, 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 and starts snatching the Mickey Mouses from her. Like, starts pulling them. And I was like, what are you doing, lady? First of all, nobody talks to my kid that way. You don't know my kid and how I parent. We don't talk to our kid that way. You can't just yell at my kid like that. Second of all, it's a toy store in the airport. You expect nobody's gonna touch this shit? Third of all, you may not realize, but my girl is black and mixed race, and black women take the shit into the stick a lot in this country, so I don't need you teaching her that at age three, okay? No, you can't just be yelling at her. That's not how it works. You can't, no. And fourth, you just fucked up a sale. I almost bought five Mickey Mouses. You understand what I'm saying? Five overpriced airport Mickey Mouse. I would have bought six so they could three and three so they wouldn't fight over them. I almost headed back to the gate with six huge bags. Honey, I bought six inflatable Mickey Mouses. Because Juno kind of liked them for a sec. No, she doesn't like them now, but we have all six of them. Yeah, we have to leave the luggage here in the Denver airport. I'm sorry. We got to get these home. So, lady, you just fucked up a sale. You just fucked up a huge sale. You know. But I was like, in that moment, and my mom had moments like this with me, so I remember these moments. Moments when the outside world gets in the way of your family, and you figure out how to defend your family, and how to let your family know that you're on their side, no matter what happens. You know what I'm saying? And I realized in that moment that I had to defend her, but also I had to do what I'm trying to do in 2018. When racism happens to me, historically, people of color just hold it. This is true of all the, like, hate, like, transphobia, like, homophobia, like, ableism. You just hold it, and you have to take it home. But in 2018, I'm playing hot potato. I just toss it right back. Nope.
I don't have time. You tell the story.
So that moment, I realized I have to defend her and also toss the racism back to this lady. And so I looked down at my beautiful daughter, Juno. I said, it's okay, Juno, we have to go, because apparently they don't serve black people here.
Catch W. Kamau Bell in his stand-up special only on Netflix.